speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
How may it be shown that the Apostle John was that disciple whom Jesus loved? If you read from the New Testament Scripture, you will soon find those that Jesus called to be apostles. He was close with all of them, but yet at the same time, there were three disciples that He was closest to. Who were they? We find is that Peter, James, and John fit into this mode. So therefore, consideration has been given through the years as to which one of these three fits the criteria, the mode, as to the disciple whom Jesus loved. To begin with, I want us to understand that it is not Peter. It cannot be. Why? Because if we read from the context of John chapter 13, verses 21 through verse 30, specifically into the context of John chapter 13, verses 23 and verse 24, you will see here that it is not Peter because it was he, Peter, who asked that disciple, the disciple whom Jesus loved, reclining next to our Lord at the Last Supper, to inquire of the Savior who would betray Jesus in the last day. So, in the context here, Jesus is partaking of a feast with His disciples. They are reclining around a table, if you would, or a setting, consuming this meal. And the disciple whom Jesus loved is reclined against Him. And hence, we draw from the context that Peter is close to Him, next to Him, and says to Him, unto the disciple who is reclining on Jesus, the disciple whom Jesus loved, who is He speaking about? So hence, this removes Peter from the consideration. Well, what about James? I also conclude that it's not James. The context of Acts chapter 12, verses 1 and following, identifies is that James was martyred by King Herod shortly after the inception of the Lord's church. And therefore, it would remove him from the consideration. Also, though, we need to understand is that this disciple whom Jesus loved penned the biography of Jesus near the close of the first century. The Gospel of John was written around AD or 85 AD. Hence, we have John living unto that time, and hence, by necessary inference, all of the evidence points to John as this disciple whom Jesus loved. So, in that, if this is a question that you've been posed with, been challenged with from time to time, I encourage you to take the notes and to help others to understand this biblical truth.